This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it's time. It is time. 8 days away from the MLB trade deadline. It is time for Dubravka to make some deals and add to this team, who obviously has two top pitchers at the top of the rotation with Sanchez and Wheeler. All right, Kyle, what do you got for us today?
All right. So we have a righty outfielder.
Okay.
Under control for 2 more years. He's got 2 more years of a club option and an unrestricted free agent in the year 2028.
Okay.
Not having a good season. 2025 numbers. He's got a 206 batting average.
Ugh.
292 on base percentage.
Ugh.
636 OPS. 10 home runs, 25 steals. 94 strikeouts and 323 plate appearances. So he strikes out a fair bit. However, we do have some interesting splits that I would like to share with you here. So versus left-handed pitching, he's so much better than he is versus right-handed pitching. Versus left-handed pitching on the season, he's batting .299 as opposed to a .177. Is a .427 on-base percentage as opposed to a .245.
Wow, .427 is significant.
Yep, and a .979 OPS as opposed to a .524 OPS. So pretty drastic splits there. And then,
so he's basically like either like Kyle Schwarber or Johan Rojas.
Sure, and then here's the interesting one because he's, I think he's turning it on right about when the trade deadline is coming. Is coming here. So last 11 games, .364 batting average. That's in his last 11. 1,023 OPS, and just a pair of home runs. So he's starting to get hot here.
Well, he's doing what I used to do in school, and that's cram before the exam.
Yep.
Yeah, we're trying to boost that grade, but mm-hmm. before it's too late here.
And he's trying to get off a terrible team.
So he's a terrible team. Let me see.
Terrible team, not great numbers, some good splits, hot lately, some team control. How old is this guy?
He is 27.
And
I would have to guess that he fits right in center field.
Yeah.
No platoon, no questions asked.
I think I have a guess who it is.
All right. Do you want him? You guys want him, first of all.
He fits the young profile for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does he play for a team in Chicago?
He does, Hugh.
Is he a high-level defensive player, too?
Yes.
Center fielder?
Yes.
Yeah, I take him.
Okay. Do you know who it is, Hugh?
Luis Robert?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
It's Luis
Robert.
Yep.
I said Luis.
Luis Robert. So here's the thing on him. If you don't have the context Kyle gave us, just the overall numbers, it looks like a downgrade, right? Like, his numbers stink.
Yeah, 2025, it's brutal.
But he's been a star before. He's a weird one because 2 years ago, Hugh, they could have asked for like star prospects back. He looked
so
like,
you might get him for a steal. He might need to change
well,
the scenery.
So his contract, Kyle, I think you mentioned that he has some team control. I believe they're team options. So
yep, club
depending
options.
On what you want to do with him, Hugh, you could just rent him and then say like if the Phillies traded for him, he doesn't play well, just say goodbye after the season. You're not on the hook. It's a team option. But if you want to keep him,
that sounds like that's doable.
Now, but here's the question. what are you giving up to get him? Because if he
don't sound like a whole lot.
Well, then I'm in. Right. Here's my answer. I'd rather do something else. I'd rather get someone, Kyle, that's playing just better overall
right.
this season.
But you'll take it.
But if let's say they spend their big resources on a relief pitcher, and then they're trying to find just like another bat, and they don't want to spend a lot, and I can get Luis Robert for not much. Mm-hmm. I think he's worth a flyer because you're getting good defense at center. He's got 25 steals, so he can run. Basically, you're just crossing your fingers, Hugh, that he stays hot for 2 months because he's been a star before. It is an intriguing one, Kyle. A month ago, I think everyone would have been out, but like you said, he is hot right now.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you would think he could hit lefties because you've been doing that this
right.
season.
And also, like at the very least, if you give up, I guess, some decent tier prospects to get him, you probably pick up the club option just to give him another year to
yeah.
make it worth it.
Just in case
he's not great this season.
Just want to warn everyone, if we do this, he's got some Odubel to him in that, like, he does some wacky things. I don't mean off the field. I mean, like...
You just killed it for me.
Well, there was a game, I think it was 2 years ago, where the bases were loaded in extra innings, and, like, there was a shallow fly ball to center. It's like where he should try to throw the runner out at home. And if my memory serves, he just held the ball. Like, didn't even try to get the guy out at home. Like, sometimes he's a space cadet as a player. But obviously there's real talent there. And also, Kyle, you mentioned that strikeout percentage. When he goes bad, he swings at everything.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to sound crazy. I almost don't give a crap about defense right now anymore.
Huh?
I think that, no, the pitching is good enough
we need hitting.
Right. Like, the pitching's good enough to where it could matter a lot less how good the defense is. And if the bats are good enough, like a little bit better, if you add something like that, at least what he looks like over the past month to the offense, then I think you totally make up for what the defense might look like.
I mean, but the position he plays, though, it gives you a little bit more versatility in outfield,
it does.
Though, right?
I mean, you got to hit power at center field.
Yeah.
I would take him, but he's towards the bottom of my list. Like, if they...
If you couldn't get anything else, you'd be okay with that.
Right, like if they strike out on all the other bats and it's like, well, it's nothing... Or it's Luis Robert. All right, I'll take the flyer. I'll take it.
As
long as not giving up a ton.
I think I'd be fully in on Luis Robert.
I could hear our callers being very upset about Luis Robert. They're like, when we see him play for 3 weeks and he's swinging it up. Like, he'll swing at pitches that Castellanos would be like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
He does. He's an interesting player.
Yeah.
But his talent is real. I mean, he looked like a 30-30 guy just a few years ago. All right, Luis Robert. Today's potential trade candidate for the Phillies. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Terrence, get his phone cleaned up here. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Terrence, what's up?
Yeah, I must have been in a dead spot, man. I'm on a work truck. Hey, man, Hugh, man, a mud duck is crazy, bro.
I know.
It's out of control.
A mud duck.
I'm just saying, dog.
You said some people laying down some mud ducks.
I mean, dude, that's how my friends talk, and me and Aaron are friends. Like, Aaron, don't – I mean, you ain't got to post a picture, man, because Kyle just made me feel bad. But, that was the first thought that I had, is just if we're friends, like if you say your wife smoking hot.
Yeah, the thought's okay. It's just aggressive to ask on to send you a picture.
Yeah, on the air.
No, I mean, because, like I said, man, but when you with your fellas – and you say, man,
I know
I met this.
Saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. But there's an entire audience that's part of this now.
Yeah, we're family.
The whole thing? Everyone?
Yeah, you say.
Even Art?
Art's special. Art's an OG.
I love him. I love Art so much.
Art the OG.
I have noticed the internet has found Art's call, and they're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Nah, I kind of agree with you, though, because sometimes my cousin, he'll send me, he's like, I'm talking to this girl, and he'll send me a picture over to get my approval. So I kind of get what you're coming from, Hugh.
Yeah, because everybody does it. Like, my friends to this day, I'll say, hey, I send pictures. I say I met somebody. I'm talking to my neighbor. Look, and they will tell me exactly how they feel about what she look like. It's not going to
hurt. Does that hurt sometimes?
No, it's just that's what friends do. I've had, like I told you, I sent a picture to somebody, and they said she looked like Trevor Lawrence. and I was just
that's
like, so?
Crazy.
No, it's like, no,
here's
like
the problem.
Trevor Lawrence.
You can't ever unsee that then. So you got to cut things off.
No, but see, here's the thing. That's my friend group.
I know, but sometimes
like, I'm not going to tell her
bliss.
That.
No, but if you then think she looks like Trevor Lawrence, it's over.
No, it'd be funny because my friends, they'll call her Trevor. If they see her,
so
they
like,
will call her
you
Trevor.
You can't call someone's wife Trevor Lawrence. You can call
why
somebody
not?
That somebody just met.
You can't call someone's wife Trevor Lawrence. No.
Dude, if
no.
you listen,
because no.
we're friends.
You could
totally
ruin their life.
No, listen. First of all, it whatever, like, you have to know your friend group. Like, I can't do that with all my friends. But my close friends, yeah, I'd be like, dog, your wife ugly.
No. Dude, no. That's
yes, you can, but that's still
no
your
way.
Wife. Yes, you can.
That's
wait,
so
a
crazy.
New wife or, like, your wife's kinda,
you could do, like,
you're
say.
Kinda, yeah, your wife's trying to become Trevor Lawrence.
No, you got
there's
you
no
can say
way
that.
You can tell somebody that their wife's ugly.
Well, see, I don't know because I ain't got no friends that got ugly wives, so. You know, not like I'm
this is where I know you're just dead wrong. I
no, mean, I'm not. I'm
no,
not.
There's no way you can call somebody's wife ugly. I mean that's
listen,
just
man,
out of control.
I mean, you, why not? Because they. I mean, you can.
Why not?
No, I'm saying like,
yeah, okay.
Listen.
All right, you not? Know, you keep doing that, buddy.
No, I, like I said, I don't have that issue because I ain't got no friends that got ugly wives. Not like I'm looking at their wives
for now.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if say for instance, if any, I'm not gonna say any names, but if any of my friends got divorced, which they're not. And they got a new wife. If they got a new wife and they say, hey, man, I met somebody new, they're going to – I'll be like, yo, what's she look like? And if she's ugly, I'll be like, oh.
She's a mud duck.
Sometimes I wonder why,
like,
you're single, man. Sometimes.
I mean, it ain't no – I guess at this point it ain't no secret.
No, we all get it. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Terrence, what do you got on the Eagles?
Guys, I'm not worried about a Super Bowl hangover. Hugh, I think we're fine. You guys are talking about the same thing, the topic I was going to speak about. Jalen Hurts – you see all other guys taking the pictures with their rings. This guy took a picture with the trophy, the Super Bowl trophy. I think he has a goal set. I think he hears all the chatter about he's not a top 10 quarterback. And I think this guy has in the back of his head, you know, a la the Super Bowl before when he's walking down the hallway, you guys remember, and he looked at the TV and he kind of smirked and kind of shrugged a little bit. I think he hears this stuff. And I think, I'm not worried about it. I think Sirianni and these guys know the history of the NFC, the repeat division winners, the repeat NFC winners going back to back. I think these guys know this, so I'm not worried about it, man. And Joe, I heard you and Kyle, man, you guys are trying to down. I'm not a big Jalen Hurts guy, but I heard you guys saying the defense carried him. I feel like, man, this team feeds off each other. I feel like Jalen Hurts brand, he's a dual threat quarterback. So I think a lot of those runs that Saquon was getting, he wouldn't have got because we saw when he went out in the Washington game how they were crashing at the ends. The ends were crashing. I feel like Jalen Hurts opens up that Pandora's box.
Oh, he helps. No, Terrence, he does. I mean, the run game has been excellent since the minute Hurts took over as the starting quarterback. That was with Miles Sanders. Right now, Saquon took it to a different level. Yeah, I mean, he deserves credit for the
AJ and with AJ and Smitty, even one-on-one, you got to worry about Jalen Hurts running. So that gives those guys a lot of one-on-one coverage, and I feel like Jalen Hurts brings that. I feel like these guys are going to be on a mission this year to you know, return back to the Super Bowl. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. I do feel like they're going to throw more. So I'm not worried about the Super Bowl hangover. I'm not worried about the Lions. I'm not worried about the Cowboys. The Lions' defense was decimated. The Cowboys,
especially the Cowboys.
I
mean, the Cowboys. Yeah, the Cowboys are a waste of time. Terrence, good phone call. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Horsham next Thursday for deadline day. The defense did carry them for a lot of last year. That was the best unit on the team. It doesn't mean the offense didn't play well. They had a 2,000-yard rusher. I mean, they were seventh in points scored?
The defense set them up to have success quite a bit.
Yeah, when I say
at times – shortened the field for them.
Yeah, when I say at times the defense carried the team, I don't mean the offense was bad. But they had moments where they kind of sputtered, right? They had full quarters of games or a quarter and a half where they just didn't do much. And the defense – holding down the opponent allowed the offense
to get going.
Yeah, they gave them time to kind of figure it out. And then most games, it was either Saquon or, you know, a handful of Jalen games where he was the driving force, and they did what they had to do. It wasn't a bad offense, but their best unit last year was the defense. I mean, that's obvious. Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, yo, man. The only thing funnier than Hugh asking for a picture of his wife is the fact that now every caller has talked about his wife. Now, his wife is the subject of WIP Midday Show, man. That's crazy.
And that's on Hugh.
Yeah. Dog. listen, and I feel like you know where I'm coming from. There are certain rules that apply. When you say...
You don't ask for a wife. Look, man, any before she's the wife, man... Dude, you can send any type of picture.
That's what I've been. That's what I'm trying to say. You're talking about a girl you just met, not somebody's wife. Bruh.
And I think they've been married a while, bruh, by the way he talks about. This isn't brand new here.
Listen.
It's his wife.
Certain rules still apply. You say your wife's smoking hot, you got to back up that statement for a number of different reasons.
So basically you're saying Aaron has to prove she's not a mud duck.
If I say – no, he doesn't have to prove it. I'm just saying in my world, he don't have – Aaron, you don't have to do that because I've been pressured and I've been ratioed into being like I'm a mean – creepy dude,
pressure,
but no, these are rules apply.
This was on you.
No, he said it.
Yeah, but you asked.
He started it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, dog, you can't throw out my wife smoking hot and not show proof. You can't do it. You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Wait, how can you?
You know what?
In what world?
You know what? You are right. The fact that he put out the information about his wife to the WIP crew, you know what? It is what it is. So, Aaron, you know what? Put the pictures up.
No, don't. No.
And now we got a grassroots movement.
But, no, what I'm saying is this. If I tell, like, okay, let's reverse this. Let's say it's me. Say if I came on the air and said, man, I met this fine-ass female, which I did, in Atlanta. And everybody be like, ooh, she did it. Y'all be like, let me see what she look like. Right?
That's not your wife.
Absolutely.
She has the potential.
What are you not understanding about that's different from a wife?
But my big grown age, she has the potential to be my wife.
Not after hearing this conversation.
At some point, you know what I mean?
You talked about your friends. You still stuck. Chilling with Hollis Thomas era. That's done. The Hollis Thomas era is done, man.
It's not done. Hollis living his best life. What you talking about? Hollis sent me pictures of his escapades.
He's calling you guys old.
Hollis sent me pictures of his escapades every day. Just because you gave up don't mean us OGs are giving up. We're in it for the good fight. We're fighting the good fight.
This is a guy who doesn't know he's cooked, but he's cooked.
Most people talk about the Eagles real quick.
Yes,
I'm not worried about no hangover, but the end of the schedule is crazy. Like, I'm not a conspiracy guy normally at all, but no back to backs, and then we play four games in the last 21 days, and going into the playoffs. So if we don't get a bye, my God, that's crazy. How many games will we have to play? You know, and how many days to get to the Super Bowl? You know, four games in 21 days going into the playoffs. man, I don't know who scheduled that, man, but that's wild.
Well, it is. And Jay, you're right. If they have to play Wild Card Weekend, which they did last year, Jay, good phone call. That would be a gauntlet, right? Because they, I think, are the final three games Commanders, Bills, Commanders? I think it is. I think it's Commanders.
That sounds about right.
So then
that's
if
correct,
they,
yeah.
Right, so if they have to, if they don't get the bye, and there's only one bye, and they are playing on Wild Card Weekend, that would mean Commanders, Bills, Commanders, and then a playoff game, right? And no matter who you're facing, it's a playoff team, right? So you're probably going to play someone at least pretty good. That is a gauntlet.
It is.
It is. I mean, it's just, Hugh, the schedule 2 years ago was hard, but the reason it was hard is they had that stretch of like 5 weeks. Remember, it was Cowboys when they were better, mm-hmm. Niners. Like, it was all the Bills, the Chiefs. This year, there's just no breathers. Like, I was
no respite, no respite. You gotta fight through. But I look at, like, see, you guys are talking about with the players. Like, I think when we have these conversations, we're talking about how the players are going to handle it.
Yeah.
This is more on the coaching staff and the training staff.
Sure.
And how they maximize their rest and how they practice them. Because this is where, to me, made Andy Reid such a good coach. You know, we had those 3 days of hell. We practiced hard, and then he knew when to back off. You have to know you have to have your finger on the pulse of your team to know when to back off and what they need and what days could be more mental rep days, what days you might have to give Saquon off. You might have to give AJ off. Hey, I'm gonna give you off this practice or take this period off to try to rest your guys and be strategic in that sense. I don't think that it's more so about the schedule. It's more about how strategically you practice and place them in positions to be successful, how you travel, things of that nature. Because, you know, you got, like you said, no back-to-backs. So you have to factor in my opinion, how you're going to travel on certain days or how you're going to practice before you travel.
Well, yeah, and how you get their bodies ready for all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a stretch in December 8th at the Chargers, then they come back for the Raiders, which is probably one of their fewer, easier games. I think the Raiders might be closer to decent, but not very good. Then they go to Washington, they go to Buffalo. So 3 out of 4 on the road, and you're traveling all over the place. Yeah, that's a challenge. All right, let's grab John and Cherry Hill, who has something to say about Hugh Douglas. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, John, what's up?
Hugh, I think you might be using that hypothetical crack pipe from yesterday a little too much.
Oh, okay, you start out with a joke. Now get to your point.
But I was smoking crack.
Make it. Hey, hope. Oh, I hope it lands because that one didn't. So get to your point.
I was just curious. Did we ever sign Makuba to a contract?
Yes.
Yeah, he got signed.
He's here. Yeah. He and I think all of the second round picks or most of them signed about 5 days ago. It happened fast when the dam broke. They all started to sign.
Good. So I was kind of worried about the safety position there a little bit. Seemed a little thin.
Well, I think it's thin even with him.
Yeah, because we were talking about safety.
Cooper was
working
back
at safety.
Yeah, look, I think if Makuba's ready, they'll want to put him out there the way they put Quinyon out there last year and Cooper at corner. But, I mean, the part that shows me how thin it is imagine if Reed gets banged up. Like, they really need Reed Blankenship to be an Iron Man because beyond him, it's what? Makuba, Sidney Brown, McCollum. Yeah. It's thin.
Yeah, he's had he wasn't like hurt, but he's had like injury struggles like a little bit the last few years. I've noticed too.
And Reed
a lot.
Reed,
yeah,
yeah. He kind of gets. Well, he plays like he puts his body in a lot of he plays physically. I'll put it that way. So yeah I'm not surprised.
He definitely does that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, John. Right. Yeah, no problem.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that was about it. John.
Yeah, I think because the joke didn't land.
I think he was coming in firing with a joke.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny. I mean, he tried.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
it wasn't funny. What was the point?
Yesterday you said you
know what? This has to be. I mean, you know, this has to be somewhat of a cultural divide because I don't feel like I said anything.
I put a poll
out of pocket.
Is it okay to call a friend's wife ugly?
See that's not what I said.
That is actually exactly what you said.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Like, listen. I said, if she's ugly, mm-hmm. you can say that.
But that's the same thing.
Exactly.
Why would you call a pretty woman ugly?
That's the
same
thing.
No, but here's the thing.
87% are voting no.
Well, see, listen. Here's the thing. Because I guarantee you in 87% of those folks' minds, they're thinking that I'm just saying, hey, your wife's ugly.
No, I think I made
sure to put friend there.
No, you're making it sound like
yeah. You're saying if there's cause, you can do it.
No, listen, see y'all mixing my words. Aaron came on this station, right?
Yes, he did,
and said he had a smoking hot wife.
Yes.
He said that, right?
Yes, he said it.
So I'm out of pocket for saying, let me see?
Yes.
How?
It's just not. You know.
It's just, it's a little over the line.
Mm-hmm. How?
Because you're on the air. Now everyone wants to see.
No, but I am not. But see, listen.
You've also never met Aaron before.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, he.
But
he,
I've seen his picture.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again.
And Aaron,
did I think, is he telling the truth? I didn't.
No, I think he's telling the truth.
But you took it to a level of, hey, let me see.
Because I asked him, was we friends first?
Yeah. But then you know.
I said, we're friends, yeah. Right?
You did ask that.
Yeah.
And you have the liberty to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494.
Right. Not to call her ugly, though.
I didn't. No, listen. First, let me say.
If you want to deny it, I can pull the tape.
I would never call his wife ugly.
But what if she was?
I'm not going to say nothing.
Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm just not going to say nothing.
I got you. All right. We'll come in with your phone calls coming up. And we got to check in once again with Dallas. Micah Parsons spoke yesterday, plus Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones may not even know the name of the player he's in negotiations with. You have to hear this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp and Roll RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Eagles had their first practice today. Some press conference afterwards. AJ spoke, Jalen spoke, and a lot of talk about the rings and focus. And we had Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell on the show. If you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app and hear both those guys in the between 11:30 and 12. They were on the show with us today. And, of course, also a lot of talk today about Aaron in San Diego because of Hugh Douglas.
I just got called a drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Yeah, well, that's isn't that every day?
I just asked because, I mean, he put it out there.
He did. And then you ran with it and away we went. All right, speaking of drunk uncles at the barbecue, look, we're going to check in with Dallas and the Cowboys. So Micah Parsons looking for a new contract. He did show up to camp, so he's not holding out. And he explained why he did decide to show up to Cowboys camp.
Stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
Nah, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him be on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So I'm going to just control my teammates, keep boosting it, and, you know, we're just going to keep playing together.
All right, so there was Parsons yesterday talking about how he's not really there for Jerry Jones. He's there for his teammates and being a good teammate, all that kind of stuff. And, again, this is Micah Parsons, right? The pass rusher, played at Penn State, NFL for a while, really good player. Micah Parsons. Let's hear Jerry Jones talking about Micah Parsons, his star pass rusher that he's going to eventually pay a lot of money to. Here he was.
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
You heard that, right?
Yes, I did.
Michael Parsons.
That's crazy that he did that.
Do you think it was intentional?
Yes, I do. I don't, you know, there are some questions whether or not, you know, his mental faculties are all there.
Some questions.
Yeah, because he rants in press conferences the way he does. But you tell me, Joe, you go from one press conference, you're talking about how he's always hurt.
Which is not even true.
Yeah, he's always hurt. And I don't recall if he mentioned his name in that press conference or not.
Well, he mentioned the highest paid quarterback. I don't know if but he
was talking. Dak, but he was talking about Micah.
Yeah,
I feel like I feel like he did it on purpose because – it's something like as a man, as a bigger fella, you know, like when you're out and say you see, you know how some guys have the little man complex, right? You know, they're driving the little fancy cars and stuff, and they you know how some of them, they're chihuahuas, they're extra,
yeah.
The little guys. The one thing that you could say to a person of that stature that gets under their skin is call them little fella. You know what I mean? So that's the equivalent of little fella.
It's like a dig. A
yeah,
dig.
Because – you know that man's name. And if your PR team is on top of their game, they're going to make sure that you know how to say his name. You know what the unfortunate thing about the Dallas Cowboys in the position that they're in is that nobody can tell their owner to shut STFU.
Of course not.
Nobody can tell him.
He jumps in the microphone every day.
Every day. And every day they wake up. And they probably take a bunch of gummies and probably smoke, too, because of anxiety, because they wonder what he's going to say next.
Well, yesterday was Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons. And he said so it with – he enunciated it in a way
– Michael Parsons.
That it was clear. He thought his name was
– that's what I'm saying. You can't – there is no way on God's green earth you can convince me that that was a mistake, even if he came back and said he was sorry.
Kyle, do you remember at the end of – Kirk Cousins' time with the Washington team. I think it was Bruce Allen was the GM. He called him Kurt. That's how I knew the relationship was over, when he in a press conference called him Kurt Cousins.
As a man, it's one of the most disrespectful things you could do.
Well, if you were playing for Jerry, what could he call you?
He better call me Hugh. I mean,
Doug Hughes?
He you know what? But he's...
Old Doug Hughes over here.
And he's had a track record of being disrespectful.
Yeah,
he's had a track but it's in a savvy way of disrespect.
But now we're bleeding into: does he even know what day it is? Slash disrespect.
I think he does, but I think that's his way of being disrespectful because he's. They're probably telling him, "Hey, man, you got to pay this guy, and every day that we wait, it's going to cost more money. The price of the brick is going up. He's going to get way more money than Karloftis got."
Yeah, of course he is. From now on this show, he's Michael Parsons.
Yeah, and for you to do that, you just make it worse. Who was the guard he had a few years ago? He was beefing with him.
Zach Martin.
Yeah, it's like that's.
Well, it's an annual thing. This is an annual Cowboys thing.
He doesn't want to part with that bread at all.
Our callers mess up names all the time. Like we've gotten
Constantinos.
Oh, I do it every day.
That's just Herb, and then Will called Schwarber or Sherbert. you can't be doing that if you're
Alshon Jeffery helped the Eagles win their first Super Bowl, and he was Alshon Jeffery's his entire time here. I mean, the guy we just added.
It's disrespectful.
Can you imagine if Hugh's up at the podium talking about players? He's the owner of a football team.
But you know what I would do?
That's all natural.
Out of respect, I would have cue cards with enunciations on them.
You need a cue card for Micah Parsons?
No, I'm just saying.
You guys going to get $200 million.
If that was the case, I would. Like, the reason why I know this, and the reason why I say it's disrespectful, because I'll never forget this guy's name as long as I live, James Mungrow. Because remember when Edgerrin James got hurt?
Yeah, with the Colts.
And we were told, was a no-name running back there. James Mungrow came to the vet and ran all up and down the field at will.
He made you look ridiculous.
Super ridiculous. And I was like, I'll never forget that man's name. James Mungrow.
Yeah, 20 years later, you still remember James Mungrow. Jerry Jones can't remember, Micah Parsons.
Hey, listen, and I do remember because I saw the back of his jersey the whole day, because that means he was running for whatever he wanted for. Like, he had a hell of a day.
Hugh Douglas got cooked. All right, at the perfect time, Cowboy Jim up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, keep on laughing, Hugh.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Michael Parson, Jim. Michael Parson.
Before we get to the elder abuse that you lay on poor Jer-Bear, okay?
We do that to Hugh every day.
Every day.
Hugh was having a great day today. He was having a great day. Eagles practice. Mm. The younger players were showing him respect. Leave this single man, Hugh, who sees things differently, alone, okay?
No.
Aaron probably has a beautiful wife. She's just blind, that's all.
Mm.
So now the shots are being fired at all directions.
And he set it up. He set that thing.
He thought about that one for a while.
He set that thing.
Can we trade Art for San Diego Charger Aaron? Art is a gem.
Art's electric. Now Art's got real potential. I mean, I wanted to just keep him on for an entire segment. He was great.
Get the hell out of here.
But he's a different Eagles fan. He's like he's anti New Eagles. He's more pro, you know, Buddy Ryan and stuff like that. Like,
well, he's stuck.
Kind of nothing new.
Yeah, he's stuck in the 80s. We have this problem. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Jer-Bear, he's got something going on, okay?
No, so I think the problem is he has less going on than ever before upstairs.
This could be the next Herschel Walker trade, okay? He's got Micah Parsons. They're fighting. You know, who knows what's going to go on there. He's telling Micah, you better just get going. Look what Hugh said about Micah Parsons. Like, sometimes he's non-existent. You know, players and coaches are chirping.
Now we got company line Cowboy Jim over here.
Yeah,
this is so sad.
That was Hugh Douglas level spin.
Yeah, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Herschel Walker trade.
You have an owner that has no clue what he's doing anymore, and you're defending it by saying he's actually smarter than everyone else.
Do you think Micah Parsons is his only thing that's going on right now in his life?
Michael Parsons.
What else does he have going on? He's in his 80s. What else? The Cowboys are all he has.
Look, hey, and by the way, why do you guys get a ring at WIP? I deserve a ring.
Well, we don't.
Who got a ring?
We didn't get a ring.
Who got a ring?
They said WIP. That's what John Johnson said, that you guys at WIP are getting a ring.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that might be a snack of the night I'm not sure about.
I deserve one. I'm
you deserve nothing. That's enough, Cowboy Jim. Do we get a ring at WIP?
I don't know about it. If I did, I'm gonna wear that thing.
Well, I mean, from the way I helped win it. Yeah,
like I helped win it.
Well, I could see
like
you
my
taking
name is Howard Eskin.
I could see you taking credit for this and saying because the defensive take.
No, and, listen.
Yeah, right.
If they gave me a ring, I would probably come to work with just my drawers on my drawers on in a row. And some fuzzy bunny slippers.
How do you think it'd go over if I put up a poll asking if WIP deserved a ring?
Oh, it wouldn't be no.
The comment section would be off.
No, but if I got one, I would not. That would be the centerpiece. Wouldn't nobody care about what I had on? They want to talk about my ring. And
so,
I wear it every day.
The way Cowboy Jim seemed to say that John Johnson framed it, like, we would get a ring. WIP
be
would
like
get
the, oh,
a
yeah,
ring.
WIP's ring.
Yeah. Like, we're not all going to get rings.
Get, no, we're not. It's gonna,
then where,
it's
the,
gonna
where
be
is the line?
The
yeah, there's yeah. too many of us to get rings. And yeah. Could you imagine how mad everyone would be if we got rings?
Superman.
Yeah.
I think we deserve them, to be honest with you.
Do WIP employees deserve a championship?
Well, hold on. Sirianni thanked us for holding him accountable.
Absolutely.
Is that what? That's how we're spending that?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Well, hold on. Do you think they'd be as successful without us in holding them accountable?
Nope.
No
zero
way.
Zero chance.
You think they would be?
Yeah.
No. They're pushed by this.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't think they hear the way the fans feel?
No, I know they hear.
Well, how do they hear? How do they hear?
I always hear about how ridiculous we are and some of our takes. But, hey, listen, we're fans.
How
Leave
do they hear, though? They hear
they
it.
Listen to the station.
Like people like Art on WIP.
Art.
Yeah.
Great caller.
Somebody has to.
Oh, yeah, I mean, get the hell out of here.
I love that drop. That is good. One of my favorite drops.
It's going to get a lot of use around here. DOT in West Philly. What's up, DOT?
Yo, what's up with y'all fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this got to – before I talk about the best team in the country, which is the Philadelphia Eagles, right? This got to be a cultural thing because, listen, Hugh, I'm feeling what you say. That's how I grew up. If you say something like that, I don't see what you're talking about. You ain't gonna bring nothing up like that. He just brought that up out of nowhere. So I guess you wanted somebody to see girl.
I've tried, like,
but even the wife, DOT, not just girlfriend. Girlfriend's one thing. It was the wife.
Don't matter. He shouldn't. If his wife cool, if his wife smoking hot, why do we need to know? He wanted us to know. So let me see what she look like. Nobody forced him to say that. He was trying to throw a shot at somebody else, and he put himself out there. So now, what happens is, friends or not, even with my friends, if my friend comes and say, hey, I just met this girl, and she nice. Oh, yo, let me see what she look like. Let me see. Oh, man, she not all that nice. She is nice.
It has to be a cultural thing because my friends to this day.
There's no way y'all don't see that. I'm 40. I'll be 41 in a couple weeks. I'm about to play. I can come through if I want to. But it's never going to change. When I'm 60, if my nephew say, or my somebody else calls me and say, let me see what you're talking about. Let me see this. Oh man, she hired. Man. Hey, how you not do that? That's what we do. No, that's what friends do.
That's what I do.
That's what we be in the mix. I'm still glad to my friends to this day. And he come up and he got a girl. He like, yeah, look what I got. Look what I had last night. I'm like, hey,
look what I had last night.
I'm crazy. And he's talking like that. I'm still glad. I'm like, bro, she not like who you think. Like, that's what we do. We friends. We supposed to do that. We supposed to look out for each other.
And if she ugly, they gonna tell you.
Because when that dude got on the line and he threw that corny joke about crack, you ain't think that was funny. Black people don't think that's funny. If you ain't on crack, if you ain't black, you ain't funny.
Yesterday
I was talking about the smoking crack thing because that was when
it was a joke yesterday.
That was the I know you saw the meme with the lady
with the
Coldplay concert.
Oh yeah. Okay,
I was like,
okay,
I would have told my wife I was smoking crack trying to save my marriage. That's why I was smoking crack. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a little cultural thing. But look, we shouldn't be worried about the Eagles though. I really feel like the Eagles could play a B-level game and both of the teams could play A-level games and they still won't beat us. Great I feel like we are. Like Jalen Hurts is all this talk about him being the worst quarterback right now. I love that he didn't put the ring on. I love he's sitting back and just watching. All right, cool. I'm going to go back out here and do it again. Mark my word. I guarantee you, Jalen Hurts is going to be a top performer. They're going to force Saquon to force them to throw the ball because they're not going to let Saquon go for 2,000 again. They cannot let that happen again because they know what's going to happen. Jalen Hurts is going to have a big season, and I'm telling you now, you heard it right here. DLT said it. He's going to be in the running for MVP this year.
Well, he did
money on it.
I like it. No, DOT. 3 years ago, he was right. The ability's there, and DOT, good phone call. The ability's there, and obviously he has the weapons around him and a good team. So. Typically, how you win the MVP in the NFL is you have a big season with a lot of wins and obviously on a good team with weapons around you. It's a quarterback award now. So it could happen. I mean, if they throw more and Jalen performs the way we've seen him perform in spurts, yeah, he could be an MVP candidate. I think we looked – didn't we look recently at the odds? I think he's – I know you were here, Hugh. I think he's sixth or seventh in MVP odds to start the season. Yeah, I mean, it's – look, 3 years ago – I thought he was going to win the league MVP. Then he got hurt. Mahomes took it, and that was it. Last year, he didn't get any votes. I mean, he didn't get any votes, and I didn't think he deserved any votes last year. There were just guys that were better than him last season in the NFL. Is it possible? Yeah, he's got to play consistently well. That's the bottom line. Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, Hugh, Joe, and Kyle?
What's up, Tyler?
Wednesday, y'all.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Hugh, it's a good thing I ate before I called in because draws – your bunny slippers and a ring is crazy.
A lot. Yeah, that was
crazy.
I tell you, if I won a Super Bowl ring, I would not wear I would be dressed even less than I'm dressed already.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh my gosh, Hugh. We'll address the elephant in the room first. As I've always heard since my childhood, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, we want our homies to be taken care of. So, if you ask them for a picture, we just want to make sure that you are all right. Because
I caught what you meant.
For me, that's my old joke. Because, hey, Hugh, I try to keep my own private life private, but I'm talking to a sister right now, talking to a cultured woman.
I heard that. Let me see. He liked the chocolate. Look at Tyler liking the chocolate. Tyler.
Hey, Hugh, as I say, black don't crack, but
you heard Tyler.
Neither,
look at
you.
You hear Tyler.
You want me to.
Hey, you hear him. Joe, what the hell is going on? We lost Joe.
I was just thinking how no show bridges cultures like the WIP Midday Show. No show. Tyler,
we are multicultural.
Well, of course we are. We somehow waded into a topic that I didn't realize was cultural. I just thought, you don't call your friend's wife a mother.
I will say this. Kyle was more rigid than you were. You got
well,
where I was.
Well, because I thought about it, but I wasn't going
to
say it.
I just couldn't get around the fact that you thought it was that you think it's okay to tell your friend.
It's okay.
If you think their wife is ugly.
No, that's man, not listen, okay. There's a line.
It wasn't my wife, but my friends told me, girl, last day, they say she looked like Trevor Lawrence.
And that ruined it.
I mean, it didn't ruin it for me.
It should have.
No, because I didn't care. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I love my friends, and I love their honesty.
Yeah, but
like, and that's not the first time that happened.
If someone told me that, I the Lawrence thing would kill me. All right, let's get to you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
It's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Polarizing figure in the chat today. Or, as always, I should say, is Aaron in San Diego. And today, they started booing once his call. His call began on the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
you can tell Aaron they don't boo nobody.
No,
so.
Yeah, they don't.
But it did get a little more interesting from there, as we saw how the rest of the show went. Interesting, Hugh toned down the hate when the players were sitting in front of him. I don't know.
Well, that's true. Hangover.
I toned it down?
Well, you were worried, and but the hangover, and then the players got here, and you didn't say that.
No, I did kind of say it. I stayed on business.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I stayed on business.
I don't know. I felt like you got a little bit intimidated when they sat down.
Who?
You.
Who, Nolan?
Well, yeah.
Because it couldn't have been Quinion.
Well, no, yeah.
It had to be Nolan. No. Nah. Man, listen.
Well, you know what Hugh sees? He sees his Eagles sack total. One day Nolan's going to overtake him.
You know what? I would, if he did, I would be happy for him.
Oh, he's 4 years away from
him. He balling.
Could be.
Balling, though. He definitely balling.
People thought your brain might have been frozen from the water ice when you started the show. Because you were housing that water ice, dude.
Hey, listen, don't be mad at me. Because I had free, the best, hey, you know what's better than water ice?
Free water ice.
Free water ice.
It was really good.
I think Hughes had a Super Bowl hangover rocking since 2004.
Yeah, that might be the case.
Hard to take Hugh seriously when, oh, by the way, I let this go for hours. You had a piece of food on your beard for a very long time.
No, somebody told me, like, Unc, you got food on your beard. I didn't even know. But thanks. Thanks a lot. I mean, you know, I usually check my beard. It's getting to the point now where it's getting so long that I'm starting to leave, like, residuals.
Yeah, we're going
to
need an intern on that.
Yeah, we got to need an intern.
Save it up for later, man.
Thanks a lot, Max. It's on you.
Max back in the studio. Right? Yeah.
Max catches all the strings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anytime it's your fault.
Yeah. It's your fault. You're a grown man, and you're leaving pieces of food on
Yeah, I kept the food on my beard.
This guy was lost, I think, today. Gilio can't help but be negative on the first day of training camp.
All I said was they are not going to have a hangover. I believe in this team.
And my point is proven. Nobody listens to what's being said. Nobody.
I actually think of some of that is another funny version of, like, people think it's funny to say that, like a slow news day. Like,
no, it's not. I don't believe that.
Well, sometimes I do. Like, even when I'm being positive and I feel good, someone's like, oh, negative.
So how many examples do we have to have? One day I had a negative. I said something that was deemed negative, but they thought you did it. They thought you started it. Like,
oh,
how
yeah.
many times have we had
yelled
that?
At you for me? Yeah.
Like, all right. Ridiculous.
I'm going to get to a couple more quick ones here. Hugh's just hating because Jordan Davis showed up to camp in great shape, and Hugh showed up in Jacksonville looking like a monster truck tire.
No, that he had that wrong. I was in shape in Jacksonville. I wasn't in shape my second year at the Jets. Uh-oh. Get your timelines right. You got your timelines.
In shape, yes. Yep. Cooked, also yep. yes. That was the problem.
All right. Really, so in case nobody heard, we had Art earlier who gave us this moment on the show.
It's so good.
And then he proceeded to say that Buddy Ryan's defense, best we've ever had. Yeah. Typical. But people were wondering who's more to blame for that, Hugh or Angelo?
Oh, Angelo.
You think?
Wait a minute. How did Angelo catch the strike? What did Angelo
do? That's an old school WIP.
That was, okay,
that's the Angelo raised
guy. Got you,
got you, got you, got you, got you. I'm just saying, live your truth, man. We live our truths every day.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
That's what I'm talking about. Art, call again. Art, you were great.
A star was born today.
I need him back weekly during football
season. You know how there's always a training camp darling, like a player?
It's Art.
It's Art. This year's training camp darling. All right. We'll check it with you people again tomorrow.
Kind of messed up, Max. You didn't tell him I had food in my beard, though, but it's cool.
I let it go for a while, too. So
yeah, that ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
Yeah.
You were still mad about the whole Aaron thing. Can't say your wife hot. Can't say your wife hot and then don't prove it.
But doing it on the air is
a lot. You got it, buddy.
What you mean? I work on the radio. He called me.
I know, but you asked him in a big public forum.
I mean, that's what we do this every day.
I know. I'm aware.
We talk to family every day. This is a family setting. Yeah. We are all
inclusive. Well, the whole family chimed in on this one, so it became a family discussion. All right. Speaking of the family, the other part of our family is up next. Afternoon show.
Oh, it's time to go.
It is time for us to leave. Afternoon show next. You guys have a great rest of your day. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.